had known Nick Alexander.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wondered, you know, in terms of what he might have been like, or...
Nick was lovely. He's... When you're on tour, you have your whole crew, you have all the people on stage, and generally the people who are doing the T-shirts, they're at the front, they're at the back of the gig. You don't really interact so much because... They do their thing, but he was one of the he was like the only guy who was like, we were all like, yeah, he was lovely, he was so cool. When I heard about it on Friday, I was like, our guitar tech Nick texted me to tell us, and it was like, oh my god, no, it's terrible. But he was a total mensch. He was amazing.
And I mean, you know all too well the surroundings playing in intimate gigs like that. It's just such a horrific
thing. We played at Bataclan. This is one of the, again, in Paris, one of the best shows you can play, because it's like the play in the Barras in Glasgow. It's old. It's got really old history. Like, we played there, it's so old and decrepit. Like, we played so loud that parts of the ceiling fell in. It's kind of that
really
sort
iconic
of vibe. Yeah. And, So, and also that the thought of, oh no, they've gone into our, a gig is a gig, it's a sacred place, almost. It's our kind of musicians, and people go there to listen to music, and the last thing anyone thinks when they go to somewhere like that is something so awful's going to happen. But you know, it is terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, thank you for talking about that. Appreciate it.
Cool.